previously on Rogue Life.
Be quiet! Listen!
Look, by the front door.
Black robes, torches, chanting. Mira! Son los plagas!
Yes, my brothers and sisters, the time is at hand. We have been waiting for decades. The world has been waiting for centuries. But it shall be us, you and me, who will bring the return of our master and save this world.
I believe that this woman should have the right to say farewell to her friend before he becomes the master's vessel.
That seems to be a reasonable request.
Be ready, guys.
Please, madam, lift up thy head. You are in the presence of he who will save the world, with him who shall bring forth... Wait, what? Janet, what are you doing here?
Wait, did we just bring someone in here with us?
Seriously? You don't recognize me?
Oh, wait, just a second. Forgot the hood.
Benny, James, I'd like you to meet Steven, my overly protective foster brother.
What I don't understand is, where did things go? It's not like the building exploded. It's just gone, pipes and all. In its place, an empty field. A field where somehow it's perpetually snowing. In August, in San Jose. How the hell did you pull this off?
I do not understand the premise of your question, officer. How would I understand some sort of metaphysical or even supernatural phenomenon?
But isn't that your whole job, Mr. Peterson? Haven't you spent the last few years globetrotting and investigating this sort of thing for your boss?
In a way, yes. Did I ever find anything substantial? Not necessarily.
Oh, really? What about... Valhalla?
Steven? Are you seriously some sort of cult leader?
No, not a cult. A group of enthusiasts, yes. A found family, yes. A group of like-minded individuals who found a deeper meaning by uncovering the mysteries of the universe. Also, yes.
It's no wonder you've been dodging this guy's calls, Janet.
Hey, if she'd just talked to me, a lot of this could have been avoided. Especially when you all apparently have the ability to enter into the void.
The void?
I mean, that's what we call it. You know, it's more of a prison for the master, a prison that we've been trying to overthrow for centuries. The master must be released to bring back his power and strength to the chosen people through the enlightened vessel.
Oh boy, this guy's a loon.
Steven, stop with this nonsense. What's happened with you?
Enlightenment, Janet, enlightenment. And it looks like your boss has been trying to keep this enlightenment to himself.
Valhalla is not about enlightenment, sir. Valhalla is about solutions. It is about peace.
Oh, shut up. You have no idea what you're talking about. We've been watching you for a while, James Peterson. And you are neither about solutions or peace. You're about profit.
That's what I've been saying! High five! No. Just gonna leave me hanging. Okay. Now this is just awkward.
How did you get involved in all of this, Steven?
It was Richard Newsom's genetic research company, Semya. I found out all about my roots, where I came from. A small town in Norway with deep connections to the void and to the master. A town that was at one point enlightened. A town that was persecuted and eventually destroyed for their knowledge. My ancestors escaped the destruction, but passed down the knowledge of what truly happened.
Has anyone figured out where we are?
I know this place well. It is the group home where Mr. Newsom and I met. He would spend hours in front of the TV while I would spend time studying.
Well, we probably have to go watch that TV then, right? Look, Steve-o, just follow our lead. We're kind of the Valhalla experts around here. Have you ever played one of those video games where
every time you die, you start the game over with everything completely changed. Like the enemies, maps, weapons, abilities, everything is different. Well, that's my life. My name is Benjamin Bowers, but you can just call me Benny. I was lucky enough to have a strong family growing up. Sure, my sister doesn't exactly talk to me much, and I'm a disappointment to my mother, but they don't complain when I bring my amazing cheesecake to family dinner.
Roguelife Episode 18, Found Family.
Ladies and gentlemen, Valhalla Dream Studios proudly presents Family Trees.
The Newsome family was feeling rather down. They saw other families couldn't help but frown. Then an old man came to them and offered some seeds. He said to plant and care for them to fill your family's needs. Now they're growing some family trees. Children are popping up out of the ground. They're growing some family trees. Laughter is blossoming, listen to them sounds. Some sunshine and water and lots of love. Gifts come from below and not from above. They're growing a family.
Family Trees is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
All right, is everyone here? Everyone safe?
What in the hell is going on?
Obviously, we're part of a, I'm guessing, 50s, 60s, 70s sitcom?
What's wrong with my eyes? Everything's in black and white.
Steven, calm down. Welcome to Valhalla. Is it everything you dreamed about?
This is not at all like what the sacred text described. Where are the mountains, the snow? Where is he imprisoned?
I really wish that we did not have to deal with this man.
Well, he's here. Nothing to do about it now, but figure out how this world works.
Oh, it's so hard to move.
Am I made out of wood?
Well, I'm stuck in a giant flower pot.
Aw, you're baby Grooting. The sunflower headpiece really does help to finish the ensemble.
I seem to be a giant carrot. I literally cannot do anything besides speak and lay on this bed.
I can't get off this wall, man. I'm freaking out over here.
He's a wallflower. That's cute.
Kids, we have some great news. We'll be up in a minute.
Oh, must be our mom. Steven, just play along. Trust me. Don't try to stand out. Just play the role you've been given.
A flower stuck to the wall?
Yep. Now shush. Wallflowers don't talk.
Well, hello, children. We have a surprise, fresh from the vine.
Just got ripe enough to pick this morning.
Kids, this is your new little brother, Richard.
Aww. Hi, everyone. It's nice to meet you.
Aw, Rick is an acorn. How cute.
Now, your mother and I have a very important meeting downstairs with my boss. So we need you kids to keep an eye on Richard to make sure he doesn't get into too much trouble.
With this kid, I think they may need two eyes, honey.
Now, I know that Richard is a little bit different than the rest of you, but I'm sure that you'll all grow to love him.
Aww.
The Chosen One! We are here to help free you from your earthly shackles and usher in a new era for mankind under the leadership of those who watch as the true vessel.
Shut up, you loony!
Ooh, look, it's shiny. I want to touch it.
Why is there a fireplace in the kids' room?
Quick, Mr. Bowers, stop him from reaching those flames.
Moving as quickly as I can. Hey, Rick! Rick, roll over here instead. I've got something for you.
Janet?
Let me see if I can tip my pot over. Here we go!
Oh, no, sir. That was just my timer for the pot roast.
Pot roast.
What's going on? I can't see anything.
For some reason, the window is open and a giant crow just perched on the windowsill.
Ooh, pretty bird.
Well, go on then, foul beast. Shoo! Shoo, I say!
Oh, you sure did strike fear into the heart of the bird, Mr. Peterson.
It's diving for Rick.
I got this. I'm not a sports guy, but I played the crap out of Little League Baseball. Here, better, better. Swing! All right. Channeled my inner Ness. Nailed it.
That's right, sir. As you can see from these charts, profits have taken root and are growing stronger than ever.
Young master, come to my embrace here on the wall, where I will protect you from the evils of this world.
No, sir, do not trust this wall, Petunia. Come to me on this bed.
No, I want window.
No, 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 no. Don't do that. Rick, come back.
Well, thanks for looking out for the new little one, kids. My presentation went great. I'm jumping Jehoshaphat! Why is he going out the window?
Whee! Well, there goes another one. Lucky that it's about time to get planting for the fall harvest. You up for some gardening, hon?
It's time to grow.
Wait, what's going on now? Why are there floating words? Was the master's vessel destroyed?
Nah, Rick's resilient. This is just closing credits. I'm just sure we're going to, you know, WandaVision a bit here.
It's interesting. People who act so excited at the prospect of a family are sometimes the quickest to move on when faced with loss.
Rick? Is that really you?
Family is so important. Family is everything. Family is forever. As long as it is convenient. Maybe the voice is right. Maybe we could help the world to see ourselves as a true family. Together.
What in the hell? Did Rick just glitch out of reality? Am I the only one who saw that?
Please be quiet, Mr. Bowers. The next session is about to begin.
In 1968, an elite military unit was sent to a Siberian prison for a crime they didn't commit. These men and women worked together to fool their Soviet captors and escape. Today, still hunted across the world, they survive as a family of soldiers. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A family.
Great! An A-team spoof. This is my jam. Remember how we used to watch this together, Stephen?
Those were the days, Janet. I thought it was so funny how both of us had a crush on
Mad Dog Murdoch. Yeah. Oh, never understood Face's appeal.
Mr. T wasn't without his charms. Gotta have some serious upper body strength to support all that neck bling.
Oh, wow. Your crazy cult leader brother may just be human after all, Janet. Oh,
he wasn't always cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Nor am I now. Like I said, I am enlightened, as you all shall be.
There's no way to show that you aren't crazy, quite like a continued insistence of your own sanity.
I hate to interrupt, but we seem to have a child in our tent.
I'm sorry, but you were saying that you could help me find my family.
Of course. Tell us what happened.
My daddy had found something buried in the desert last week. He and Mommy fought about it every night. And then some men came asking about it. The next morning, I woke up and I was all alone in my house.
Don't worry, little lady.
Ooh, nice entrance, Rick.
coming out of the shadows, shrouded by a mist of cigar smoke. Mwah! Classic!
I'm Corporal Rick Roll, and my team and I have a plan to bring you back to your parents. Families should always stay together, and I'll help you to find yours.
Sheesh. Rick's loops are really beating us over the head with all this, right?
What just happened? We're on a plane? How did we get on a plane?
Calm yourself, Private. I have assurances that Alley Cat will not purposely crash the plane. This time.
I guess that's me. Hey, I'm flying a plane. Isn't this cool?
Now tell me, little one. Do you remember any of what those men were saying to your parents?
Something about diamonds, I think. Daddy's a scientist and knows all sorts of secrets from the government.
What sort of secrets?
The kind that make bad people real nervous, mister.
Guys, I don't know if any of these beeps and bloops are, but I think we're being targeted by missiles or something.
We'll do something about it!
Okay, trying, evasive maneuvers? Guys! It hit our wing! I think we're going down!
Damn it, Alley Cat. Everyone, take your parachutes. We need to jump.
I am not exactly the best with heights.
I knew that you'd screw this up, Janet. You always thought you were perfect and everyone bowed down to you. But I saw through your facade, and now your idiocy is going to kill us.
Sheesh, the drama on this one. No worry, we'll survive. This type of show would never have lasted on network TV otherwise. Put on the parachute and let's get to jumping.
Don't worry, little one. I've got you. Just hold on tight. Get ready to pull your parachutes in 3, 2, 1, now! Now isn't that a beautiful sunset? Look, little one, your country is beautiful.
There, that's the camp that the man came from.
All right, family, aim for that hill due east of the camp.
James, how you holding up?
I would rather not talk about it, Mr. Bowers.
Did you throw up?
I would rather not talk about it, Mr. Bowers.
Oh yeah, you totally did! Gross! Hey, Steven! You calm down? Your enlightenment helping to cool your crazy or whatever? Okay, silent treatment. Got it. Hey, Janet, feeling hunky-dory?
Not really. In a talking mood, Benny.
Okay, I get it. Let's all just be awkward around each other for the rest of Rick's loop, huh? Should be fun. Yep. That's how I get my kicks. Landing a parachute sure seems a lot faster in the movies, right?
Mouth, come here. Bring your binoculars.
I guess that's me, eh?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It looks like the girl's parents are in the main tent of the camp. We'll need to sneak in after nightfall. Yeah, I have a plan to... What is he doing?
Steven! Get back here!
He's close. I can feel him calling to me. He needs me. The world needs me!
After him, then. Expect resistance as we get close to the camp. Young one, you stay here. Hide and do not let anyone see you.
Excuse me, but do you have an ID? Wait, who are all of you?
I really do not approve of this violence, Mr. Bowers.
Oh, there we go.
Janet, behind you!
Oh, thanks, Benny. Where'd Steven go?
No idea. That way, I think. Oh, sweet roundhouse kick.
Thanks. I didn't know I had it in me. James, you okay?
I'm just waiting for all of you to handle the punching this week.
Let's go support Rick, guys.
That way, to the main tent!
What do you mean? You left her on purpose! She is a child! She has no one! She's desperate!
Whoa. Rick, buddy, what happened here? All these dead bodies. Isn't that the girl's father? Rick, put the gun down before you do something you regret.
This man created a formula to manufacture diamonds indistinguishable from natural diamonds. He used it to fund this militia. His wife disagreed, so he had her killed. Then he just abandoned his little girl. He abandoned his family. What kind of a man does that?
Settle down, Rick. It's okay. You know, we can let him face the judgment of whatever government is in wherever it is we are. You know, I've never really been very clear on that, but it feels very insensitive of foreign culture.
Shut up! There. It's done. We can go. We'll tell the girl that her father was a hero. She doesn't need to know the truth. She doesn't need to know that her father didn't want her.
Daddy didn't want me? Of course he didn't. No one ever would.
No one wants me.
Everyone gives up on me. Family heritage is a scam.
Benjamin, I'm afraid that he's right. I gave so much of myself to help others find their roots, but sometimes the roots are rotten. It never brought closure. It only ever brought pain. Did you know that I found my birth parents? Come to find out, they abandoned me on purpose. They married too young and weren't ready for children, so they left me at Sears at the age of 3. All alone. It haunts me. But this place, it's given me the acceptance I never felt in life. It gave me family. The voice, it knows. It always knew. Maybe I should let it in.
Rick, you are really starting to freak me out.
Oh. That's interesting. It feels different. I feel him. He's been released.
Janet? Where's Steven? What is he doing?
Benjamin, I'm truly sorry for everything that's about to happen. Please know that I'm only doing it to make sure that no one feels alone again. Orion, I let you in.
Go now! Make sure to bind them, all of them!
Ouch! Get off me! Steven, what are you doing?
Helping to enlighten the world, Janet. Finding a family.
You have a family. You always have. When the Blakes adopted me, they wanted to adopt you too, but you ran. They loved you. They cared for you. They were there for you every bit as much as they were there for me, but you ran. We didn't see you for years.
Those charlatans were never my family. My true family was persecuted for years for believing that what I have accomplished today was possible. My family was hated for their beliefs, hunted by people like the Blakes because they were different, because they were enlightened. And now the vessel is prepared and we can bring that enlightenment to the world. It's too late, Janet. You could have been a part of this willingly, but now it will be by force. By this time tomorrow, we will lead the world into their new lives.
Steven! No! Get back here! I know you're better than this!
Come,
We must find and punish those that had imprisoned me.
Hey, is this because I called you a weirdo? I mean, we're all weirdos. I unironically love the movie Time Bandits. That's gotta count for something, right? Right? Steven!
Goodbye. Until we can be reunited in the new world.
Rogue Life is written by Brady Flanagan, directed and edited by Brady Flanagan, assistant directed by Anthony Lovato, original music by Brady Flanagan and Willis Kramer, piano by Jill Flanagan, recorded at Two Rough Edges Studios, starring Ali Arbuckle, Amanda Flanagan, Anthony Lovato, Blake Haywood, Bob Bedour, Brady Flanagan, Brooklyn Kohler, Brooks Bedour, Casey Wayman, Dan Harvey, Jake Herrenberg, Jason Wild, Jim Dixon, John Crowder, Caitlin Johnson, Kevin Buckner, Melinda Yeaman, Melissa Head, Michelle Gardner, Richard Head, Rio Lefevre, Robert Neal, Rusty Bringhurst, Truman Barnes, narrated by Blake Haywood. Art by Blake Haywood. Production manager, Melissa Head. Next time on Rogue Life, the government gets involved in episode 19, Special Investigations.